ABC News.
Amber Jacobs with the latest headlines. Both sides of Parliament have honoured the Australian academic Sean Turnell following his release from a Myanmar prison. Mr. Turnell and his wife have been guests as the lower house sat for the final time this year. He arrived home earlier this month after 650 days at a prison under the ruling military junta in Myanmar. The former advisor to the ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi was found guilty of offences relating to state secrets. The federal government has introduced proposed changes to referendum laws into the lower house. It'll outline the rules of engagement ahead of Australia's first referendum in over 20 years on establishing an Indigenous voice to Parliament. The government wants to ban foreign governments, companies or individuals donating or campaigning for either side. Energy and Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen says he's pleased but not satisfied by the achievements so far on reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The government's 2022 emissions projection report was released today. It reveals Australia is falling short of its emissions reduction target of 43% by 2030. So far, the government is on track to achieve a 40% reduction. ABC News.